Master. Oh, Master. Wake up. Oh, come on. You're casting spells in your sleep again. Now look at the mess you've made. All these books were tucked perfectly in a shelf. I'll have you know I alphabetized them for you just yesterday. And now this. Well, it's not like it's not what I signed up for. We are in a contract together, after all. I can't exactly say no. Don't you fret. I'll manage. Unless, of course, you'd like to help me. That's what I thought. But, since you're awake, maybe we could. Well, it just gets so lonely. I have no need to rest. I'm not mortal after all. Not like you. I could rest, but it's so boring. There's so many other fun things we could do together, don't you think? You're so boring. Don't give me that look. You know I just can't control myself when I'm around you. Oh, fine. I'll give it a rest. Speaking of rest, I'm sure you need some, don't you? Well, I did wake you up, after all. But I was frightened, you see. Those books, some of them are quite heavy. And, well, the way they were flying around the room, I was sure one of them would take an eye out. Hopefully not mine. Not that I was willing to find out. Well, excuse me for rather wanting to deal with you when you're hissy fit than go blind. How about thank you? This is the equivalent to wetting the bed, at least for magicians such as yourself. Really now. Casting spells in your sleep. It's dangerous and reckless. Don't tell me you can't control it. Can't handle it, perhaps. What would your colleagues say? Kidding. Not that I would tell them. Goodness. Entering contracts with demons before you've graduated the college is illegal anyways. Wouldn't want to go getting you in trouble, now would I? Now that would not benefit me. However, perhaps if you were all locked up in a cell, you might be more willing to entertain me. kidding again? You think you'd know by now when I was and wasn't being serious? No, I will humor you. It's quite difficult sometimes to know what a demon is thinking. Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten already. You're quite powerful. Granted, you're only a novice. So much potential in you. I had to strike a bargain before any of the other demons noticed and sank their claws into you and your impressionable flesh. When you start to gain more knowledge of the dark arts, I'll be famous back home. So though you may not be much to look at now, my eyes see everything you will be, not what you are now. I see your potential and your future. So, no need to get all self-conscious or wonder why I would choose you. You need only think of our future. And that will answer any questions you might have. One day, when you are great and powerful, you look back at moments like these and laugh. How could you ever have felt so timid or worthless? I promise you, Master, you are far from either of those. And one day, you will rule over all these weak mortals. Oh, but of course I can't see the future. Call it a sixth sense. You need, of course, choose such a path. But that's why I'm here. To help that potential I see in you flourish into something great and powerful. When all is said and done, I will have been your greatest and earliest ally. Of course. The human magicians will be of use. But I hope you never forget how useful I am. In the years to come, I will do great things for you. Things none of your peers will even be able to imagine in their wildest dreams. But I hope you won't forget to hold up your end of the deal. No, will you? Because of course, with such great power and potential you have, you're like a well of sorts. A source. And me being a succubus, I need to drain that well. I need your magic. Simply being next to you is enough. Enough for me to thrive for many years. That is just how incredibly powerful you are. I don't even need to touch you. Breathing the same air as you is more than enough. Think that you doubt yourself. Astonishing, really. If only you knew. If only I could grant you these demon eyes for but a second, and you could see the pulsating air around you. It's glorious. One day, you will have demon eyes of your own. I can see it now. A faint glow in your eyes. Perhaps you will kill one and take them for yourself. Hopefully not me, of course. For I am your obedient, loyal servant. Always. But I hope you wouldn't replace me. I intend to take you many great places. And I am, of course, here before anyone else to help you. You wouldn't overlook that, would you now, Master? All my efforts to help you secure your position as leader of the mortals. Good. My feelings would have been hurt. I do have them, you know. Don't act so surprised. Just because I don't age or get sick the same ways you do, doesn't mean I'm completely heartless. I still feel many emotions, including, but not limited to, all of the ones you experience. Did you really believe all the stories you were told? Like I said, it's illegal to form contracts with us. Especially at your rank. There's so many things I don't teach you. I don't want you to know. The organizations that run your pathetic human world. They tell such lies about us. We're not even inherently evil. Would you believe it? How naive and innocent you are. No. You're not? Is that so? Well, I'm all ears. Prove it. You heard me. I said, if you're as tough as you think you are, you're gonna have to prove it. I've been in control often in our mutual relationship here. I tell you what to do and you do it. So if you want to change that, you'd better start fast. It seems our boundaries are already set. If you want to change them, you'll have to do it fast. You're right. Forgive me, Master. I didn't know you had it in you to take control. I thought you'd obey me forever. I'm not trying to antagonize you. I only meant that this is all part of the plan, coaxing you out of your shell. For if you can't even stand up to me, how would you be able to stand up to any of your peers? Good. You seem to be learning quickly. But there's no need to be so rough. No, Master. I'm not presuming to tell you what to do. I only meant that we can take things slow. After all, I belong to you. We have all the time in the world. And this is a learning experience, don't you think? You have me to teach you how to do everything. So let me teach you. Of course. Sit back. There are plenty of things for me to teach you. The fact that you think you have nothing left to learn just proves my point. Have you ever even... I see. So again, you're proving my point for me. You've never even been with a woman. You've at least kissed one. Good. You're not a total blank slate then. But you do want to, don't you? How can you have a succubus for a slave and not even have fucked her a little? If your peers found out, what would they say? They might think you celibate. Well, I'm not ugly, am I? See? Then why have you been holding back? Don't act like... I can't read those dirty little thoughts you have in passing. Every time I bend down to pick something up. Or when I crawl up next to you and squeeze my body up against yours. I can hear all those dirty thoughts echo inside my head from you. We're connected by contract. But even if we weren't, it's my power as a succubus to be able to hear those thoughts. Well, of course. You need to be able to track my prey. Imagine if I came up to a man who doesn't even like women. How would I know? So it's important for me to hone such skills. Well, get to thinking. Or do I need to help you? I can straddle you like this and rub my body against your dick. Oh, there they are. There are those thoughts. They make me feel so powerful. Just your thoughts are enough. What? Wait. You don't actually think that's where you put it, do you? Oh my goodness. You are so precious. Sorry, Lassiter, I'm not trying to make fun of you. But, well, if you two are be a master of the world, certainly you should master a woman's body first. It is one of the most complicated things there are. If you can please me, then running the world will be like a game. So I do not fault you for not knowing such things. They're not for everyone to know. Only men and women who put great effort into the pleasure of their female partner will truly understand patience and wit. You must be creative and have time. Every single one is different, so just because you've mastered me does not mean you will master all of them. But for now, we can start. Oh, yes, I suppose it would be a little besides the point for you to tell me what you like. Then I suppose I should tell you what I like. Will you listen carefully? It is knowledge you will need to pass this test. I like kisses here on my neck. Oh, and on the back of it too, trickling down to my upper back. I'm incredibly sensitive there. Just a few kisses is enough to get me wet. And I like it when you suck on my... Yeah. Those. Oh, but no biting. It makes them sore the next day. Oh, again. Every girl is different. But me personally, it's a bit too rough for me. But if you lick them and suck on them, it drives me insane. My inner thighs are also sensitive to those lovely kisses of yours. And if you're down there and you give me a little eye contact, I don't know, it's just hot to see you down there, staring up at me. Why don't you give it a try? Just a few kisses. I'm not asking you to eat me out. That is far too complicated for your skill set currently. But perhaps at some point we could work our way to there. For now, we should focus on foreplay. It is one of the most important things to pleasure a woman. Honestly, Even if you don't make me come during sex, I'm fine. But if you show me how much effort you're willing to put in the foreplay and satisfy me there, then we can consider it even. So about those thigh kisses. Like that. Oh, you remembered the eye contact. Oh, you look so cute down there. Of course, a little nibble every now and then is fine. You can even lick and suck if you want to. Good of you to listen. Master. Oh, feels so good. Stopping already. Well, are you eager to try new things? Fine. Did you want to move up to my boobs? I see. You want them in your mouth that badly. There are plenty of jokes I could make there, but I won't. We're proving your dominance and your commitment. I applaud you for both. However, you'd better stop asking just to But of course, I've already given you access to my body. It turns me on when you just take initiative and do the things you know I want you to do without me having to ask you to do them. If you're trying to learn how to be dominant, that's kind of one of the biggest things, don't you think? So go on. Pull my shirt down and put them in your mouth. You're learning. That's good. That's right. You don't do it when I ask. You do it when you want to. And until you want to. That would usually be your bottom's job to beg for it. So aren't you going to make me beg for it? No. Then what are you going to make me do? What exactly should I put in my mouth? I see. Well, of course. Why not? Your tactic is so good, Master. I love the feeling of it in my mouth, on my tongue. I would love it even more if it was inside of me. Don't you think? It's just a myth. Succubi don't actually steal your soul. Well, at least not from a mortal with a soul as grand as yours. I could certainly try, but it would be too much for me to handle. It would overwhelm me, and I would likely be sent straight back to hell. Yes, I have other places for you to stick it. Wherever you want to put it, Master, you can. I am but your humble servant. My boo. If you really want to, and I can see that you really want to. All right, then. I hope you like how it feels, Master. You too. That's so good. No need to be so harsh with your words. Of course I know I'm your little plaything. And you can use me however you want, Master. Your dick feels so good. There in between my... Oh, Master. Oh, fuck. I want you to come all over me, Master. Give me all of your semen. I need it to survive. I can feel that you're getting close, Master. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh. and taste so delicious, master. Oh, this is more than anything you've ever given me. I can feel the power surging through me even now. I can't imagine what it'll be like when you actually decide to fuck me.